Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to the Early Accountability Podcast. Thank you again for joining. Super excited to be here today. It is a little bit of a celebration, or I should say a big celebration. We are celebrating 1 year of the Early Accountability Podcast being in existence, and I am just so excited and so proud to really be here. I didn't think this podcast would become what it has become today or be to the magnitude that it has grown to. I wanted to come today just in gratitude. I am just super, super happy, super excited. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the things that I've learned within the last year of consistently podcasting. And as it relates to goals, some of the things I've learned about myself and some lessons I think that the audience might find valuable as well. Next episode, I want to come and I'll be sharing some of my favorite clips from guests that have just touched me personally, professionally over the last years, and just some of my favorite ones I kind of want to showcase in one episode. I'll be doing that for you next time. But this one, I kind of wanted to focus on myself for a little bit for once, which I don't do very often, and just kind of share what I have just, the ways that I've grown and the lessons that I've learned within this last year. So a little bit of backdrop, the Early Accountability Podcast started as a thought, as most things do. I was going through some coaching with the business coach I was using at the time, and her name is Amanda Miller Littlejohn. And actually, Amanda Miller Littlejohn, many people may not know, she is truly the genius behind early accountability. She is the one who coined it, who created the phrase, and I was the one who decided that a platform I wanted to use in regards to helping people reach their goals would be podcasting. So maybe around November or December of 2017, I said I wanted to have a podcast and kind of got the flyer and things going. But I really didn't know what all it entailed and what all would be ahead of me. So at the time, like I said, when I was working with Amanda, I was in a mastermind group of hers. So actually, one of the other participants in it gave me some tips and pointers on platforms to use and things that I could utilize in regards to helping start and launch my podcast. So that kind of goes back to something I say all the time to people, like really using your network, really reaching out there, because there's people around you who may be able to help you get to the next level. In podcasting, it has been quite a journey. I think one of the biggest barriers I've overcome is just learning to be more visible with myself and with others and just kind of showcasing the stories of others. When I started to really find a groove and niche in having guests on the show, which I enjoy, so these solo episodes are always kind of awkward for me. They're outside of my comfort zone. But when I found I kind of had the niche for having guests and showcasing their stories, at first, I just went to people I kind of knew, people I knew through social media, friends, family, and kind of had them as some of my beginning guests on the show. Then I needed to kind of branch out and ask different people. So a big thing that I've learned and that I preach is just really pushing your comfort zone. So I've never really been the person that to pitch or go out and ask different people for stuff, especially strangers that I don't know. So I really was challenged. Now that this being the 53rd episode, the vast majority of these episodes having guests, I really had to be comfortable asking people if they would be willing to showcase their story or their talents or expertise on my show as a guest. And everyone wasn't nice, but most people were. And that's one thing I really learned for it with this is sometimes, you know, there will be no's, but you can't let them just stop you completely. There have been some people who have been very nasty in the way that they said no to me. And if I would have kind of let that stop me, this podcast wouldn't have had as many guests. There wouldn't have been as many stories. There wouldn't have been as many lives touched. So a big thing is don't let the no stop you. use that as momentum to just keep pushing you forward. With this podcast, another big thing that I've learned in regards to just learning how to ask is the importance of having a team. Even on this show, when I say we a lot because the Early Accountability Podcast is definitely not just me. There is no way this would have been able to grow to this level without the team that I have behind me. And for the most part, I've worked with at least 4 people consistently for the vast majority of the time that I've been doing the podcast that have helped me with things that they're very talented in. And that's why I really tell people, especially people who are looking to like start podcasts or anything kind of technical or might have that aspect in it, if you can get a team of people, I know I never would have been able to record as many guests or push out content as consistently as I have if it wasn't for the team surrounding me. They're not behind me, they're surrounding me, that has helped me in so many different ways with this show. So from editing and the show notes and social media, helping me schedule guests, helping me get talent, definitely hasn't all been me, hasn't been really much of me at all, more so than just the guest interviews. So get a team around you that can help you reach the goals. And don't always think that you have to be good at every single thing. So I know a little bit about some of those things, but they're just not what I'm an expert in. So the podcast taught me that there is so much power in having a team and working together. And you really just can't be scared to let other people in and to help you with it. I know sometimes I talk with people, especially people who are trying to launch things or entrepreneurs or solopreneurs who don't want anybody else to touch it. They don't want anybody else to mess up their baby. And I understand we have to use discernment and always sometimes with help or looking for a team, everybody's not a good match. But the growth that this show has seen solely because I've had a team of great experts around me who all come together and do what they're good at to help me pump out the content. So same thing, make sure you're surrounding yourself with a team that is supportive and don't be scared to let people in to help you. Another thing I had to learn and get a little bit more comfortable with in regards to that too was asking for help. So there was a time when I didn't really know where my next guests were going to come from. I wasn't really sure who was going to be next on the show or who I should ask. So I had to start just asking people and asking friends or family or people I knew or past guests if they had any suggestions for guests who could be on the show. So I really had to go out and kind of ask for that favor. And it wasn't something that I was very comfortable doing. But it was a humongous response, and I had so many great people pointed my way and so many great guests that ended up being on the show that I never would have come across on my own. So I definitely have learned that sometimes I have to put the Miss Independent hat to the side and really ask for what I need, you know, putting that out in the universe so that I can receive it and being comfortable letting people help me. I've never really had a problem helping other people, but when the shoe is kind of on the other foot, it's a little awkward. So that goes back again to with the comfort zones, but definitely don't be afraid to ask for help. Whatever your goal is, don't be afraid to ask for what you need. If you've hit a roadblock, if you've hit like a stall, ask for help to help you push forward. So if I would have just let that stop me, you know, I could have had like a big sabbatical within my podcast, or I could have fell off and became inconsistent. And one of the things a lot of people really compliment me on is the fact that I've been able to keep content coming out consistently. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Okay. And I think another one, if I can think of another thing that I've really learned or gained from the show, so much from the guests. Like I said, I'm going to cover that in a completely different episode, because some of the guests truly, truly touched my life and a lot of lives within the audience. Another one I can say is just don't be afraid, and I've learned this too, just to let your light shine, to let your gifts show. I really enjoy just chronicling others, and I've found like a niche and I feel a passion for it. But even like I say, as I'm coming here solo again, I'm just challenging my comfort zone a little bit too, just so I can continue to grow. But learning how to take compliments from people about the show, learning to take corrective feedback from people on the show of things that they didn't care so much for or things that they thought could be improved about the show, it's really been a process. But being able to just gracefully accept a compliment and know that you deserve it, I think that that is a big one for me and a lot of others around me. So I am so grateful for everything that everyone around me has done to help the show, whether it's just liking it, sharing it, commenting, giving feedback. Nothing that anyone has done has been in vain. And I am so grateful and so appreciative to all of the listeners and to all of the audience. And I'm so excited to see this podcast continue to grow in 2019. And I just wanted to say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, so much gratitude. And I hope you enjoyed some of the lessons that I've learned within this last year on the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.